This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The head of the World Health Organization is warning that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. Speaking online from Geneva Monday, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters countries must be serious about suppressing transmission and saving lives if they're considering reopening their economies to everyday activities in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. He offered four essential things for all countries, cities, and individuals to observe to bring the virus under control: preventing large gatherings at stadiums and nightclubs, rigorous testing, contact tracing, and isolation. The Global Health Agency is also sounding a word of caution over the race to produce a safe and effective vaccine against COVID-19. In response to remarks by Dr. Stephen Hahn, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that the agency would consider authorizing an emergency use of a vaccine before its late-stage human trials are complete. A new survey from the World Economic Forum reveals that about 74% of all adults around the world said they would receive a coronavirus vaccine if one became available. China was the country most enthusiastic about a vaccine, with 97% in support, while people in Russia were the least enthusiastic, with just 54% expressing a willingness to be vaccinated. In the United States, about 67% said they would get the vaccine. As of Tuesday, the total number of coronavirus cases around the world stands at more than 25 million, with more than 852,000 deaths. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Tracking Project. White House advisor Jared Kushner visited a United Arab Emirates airbase on Tuesday, where the U.S. operates F-35 fighter jets coveted by Abu Dhabi. It's the thorniest issue in the Emirates' newly established ties with Israel. VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. The president made the trip over the objections of the state governor, Tony Evers, who said it would only delay the healing his state's people need to undertake. The president toured parts of Kenosha that were damaged during the civil unrest that followed Blake's shooting. Trump toured the charred remains of a block besieged by violence and fire and spoke to the owners of a century-old store that had been destroyed. The president used the occasion to criticize the Democrats in charge of Kenosha and the state of Wisconsin. Mr. Trump has pressed those officials to accept federal law enforcement help, but said Tuesday those leaders, in his words, just don't want us to come in. Later, in a roundtable meeting with law enforcement officials, Mr. Trump said, "We must give far greater support to our law enforcement." He said the destruction of property is not peaceful protest, but in his words, domestic terror. The family of a Rwandan man who has been internationally celebrated for his efforts to save ethnic Tutsis from the 1994 genocide in the country accused authorities Tuesday of kidnapping him 1 day after he was arrested on terrorism charges. The daughter of Paul Rusesabagina, who was arrested in Dubai, wrote on Facebook that her father was kidnapped and taken by extraordinary rendition to Rwanda. Rusesabagina, who is depicted in the film Hotel Rwanda, is accused of terrorism, arson, kidnapping, and murder perpetrated against unarmed, innocent Rwandan citizens on Rwandan territory. That's according to a statement from the Rwandan Investigation Bureau. The government did not immediately respond to the family's accusation that Rusesabagina was kidnapped. Belarusian authorities detained scores of demonstrators Tuesday as university students protested in Minsk to demand the resignation of authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko. Hundreds of students marched through the center of the capital to the education ministry on the first day of classes in the fourth week of mass protests against Lukashenko's August 9th re-election, which the students, other activists, and critics maintain was rigged. Lukashenko has been in power since 1994. He won a sixth term in office in that August 9th election. Protests were triggered by a government crackdown shortly after the election that resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. 3 people were killed and hundreds of others were hurt when police dispersed peaceful protesters using rubber bullets, clubs, and stun grenades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.